I attended the Freedom Schools. I go to Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and my pastor was Reverend Louis Beauchamp, and he was like an avid civil rights person here in the city, involved in a lot of different organizations and what have you. And I remember them bringing Dr. King here, and Antioch had a church. We lived next door to our church at that time, down on 5th and Walnut, and they decided that they were going to have a day of protests, and no black students were going to school. You know, all black students were supposed to go to the Freedom Schools, because we were going to make, you know, this was going to be a day of reckoning, where we're going to let them know, hey, we're not taking this anymore, and you're going to have to, you know, sit down, and we're going to have to communicate. And I can remember one of the Freedom Schools was at Antioch, because Antioch had this big church, they had this big basement and everything, and they divided us up by age, and just kind of set us down and talked to us about civil rights and what you were entitled to under the Constitution and things like that. Just equality, you know, in books and teachers and the right to a good education and things like that. And it was very, very eye-opening, even though I had heard a lot of this at home from my parents and my aunts and uncles and grandparents and what have you. But it was just good to know that there were other people that shared in this. And I remember Dr. King coming in, and all of us got a chance to line up. And I thought this was just probably the highlight of that time, because we had heard about him. But yet for him to come and just stand, and they lined us all up, and we could go through and shake his hand. And then realize that years later, you know, like, my goodness, this man just blossomed, you know, into, you know, what we know today. But the Freedom Schools, yet I have to say, there were a number of blacks that when we went back to school, you know, they said that this was going to be considered a truancy and, you know, this, this, and that. And of course, my parents were like, hey, you know, they were right there with us, you know, so they knew what was going on. I had a counselor, and I still remember his name. And I remember him calling me in when I was in the 11th grade, and, you know, they talked about career plans and everything, and I said, hey, I'm going to college. And he was like, well, you know, I think you should think about doing something else. And I'm like, okay, what? You know, like, maybe he's looked over my grades and, you know, my skills, and he thinks I would be better suited going into something else. And he says, well, you could probably get in a college. He says, probably one of those black schools. He says, but your chances of going to a good white school, I just don't know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of flabbergasted, you know, because I like this guy. I always thought he had a lot on the ball. And he said, really, I think you should try to be a secretary. He says, go into like a file clerk first and then take some secretarial courses. He says, because you have good people skills, and, you know, I think you, and I'm like, I am not going to be a secretary. I am going to college. And then we found out that I wasn't the only one, that the young black males were encouraged to go and get into a factory job, you know, because exactly, you know, like, don't worry about, you know, going to college. You know, you need to try to find you a job that was paying good money. And as far as they were concerned, the factories and, you know, working as a secretary, those were pretty good jobs for blacks.